Political carnage this morning as NI21 falls apart in a very public way. Allegations of inappropriate behaviour against the leader, Basil McRae, allegations which he denies. High-level resignations last night, and that all happened just hours after the polls closed in the party's first election outing. This morning, we talked to Basil McRae about those allegations. You'll hear it in just a few seconds' time. Speaking on The View last night, the deputy leader, John McAllister, said that the public rift in the party is because he instigated an external investigation into what he termed rumours of inappropriate behaviour relating to the party leader Basil McRae. He also claimed this led to an attempt by Mr McRae to force him to quit the party.
This wasn't and isn't about redesignation. This was purely about the allegations against Basil McRae.
So you say that the redesignation decision was an attempt to provoke you into leaving the party. What does that mean? What is your logic in suggesting that?
Well, because of the processes that have led to some of these. But 3 weeks ago, I became aware that there were rumours against Basil McRae. I spoke to him. I spoke to other senior colleagues as well. Basil, up at Tina McKenzie's house, Basil looked me in the eye and said, "I have done nothing wrong." I said, that's fine, Basil, but looking and judging by best practice, we should bring in outside professionals. Care Call are available. Bring them in, investigate, speak to staff, if there are any issues there, anybody needs support, counselling, whatever. Let's do that. Let's be preemptive. Let's just look and see if we have any issues. If there's things we need as an employer to do better and offer people, all of that type of good practice.
So you talk there about rumours concerning your party leader. Are you talking about allegations of inappropriate behaviour on the part of Mr McRae?
At that stage, I was talking purely about rumours. I had received neither a formal nor informal complaint against Mr McRae, but I'd started this process just mainly from a well-being perspective, and it was to deal with the staff that I directly line managed, my constituency staff and the ones in Stormont that I direct responsibility for. Basil wasn't keen on having any of this before this side of the election, but he was open to a discussion with them after the election.
And just to complete that circle, your contention in this interview is that the redesignation at the meeting on Tuesday was an attempt to provoke you to leave the party so that you would not continue in your role as overseeing that external investigation. Is that what you're telling me?
I mean, absolutely, yes. I mean, that was about muddying the waters.
Well, that's John McAllister's version of events. Basil McRae has been speaking to the Nolan Show this morning. He has confirmed that the allegations are of a sexual nature, allegations which he strongly denies. Let's have a listen to what he has said to me this morning.
Well, I was made aware of certain allegations yesterday evening, and, you know, those are issues that are going to have to be dealt with in some way. It's, you know, there's been a lot of rumour and innuendo over the last, I suppose, 3 to 4 weeks, in fact, longer than that, last couple of months. And, you know, I haven't been too sure exactly what's been going on or who's been complaining or whatever. But, you know, this is the first time that, you know, that's actually come to the fore. So I am confronted with something that I'm going to have to deal with.
And these allegations are of an alleged sexual misconduct.
Well, that's that's a fairly broad term, but that is the nature of the allegations, yes.
And because that term is so broad, would you like to make it clear what it does not involve? Allegedly.
Well, you know, the claim that I have seen, which is allegedly, I do not agree with. I mean, I deny it, and I have told the newsletter that that is the case. So at this stage, these are quite difficult things about how you deal with them properly.
But what is
normally
the claim?
Normally you would go into some form of investigation, and you would do this through properly trained people to find out, what happened where and when, and could somebody say, well, can you substantiate that or whatever? So my problem is that because this is just something that has gone to a newspaper, is that I'm not sure how to deal with the issues, and therefore I do have to go and take some advice on it, and that's why I can't and won't go into details.
Obviously, you're a politician, so you understand the way the public think, and the public will be thinking, rightly or wrongly, well, how does something like this come out of nothing?
Yes, and I'm asking myself the same question, to be quite honest, that the timing of all of this, the whole thing, it's been a huge turnaround in my life over the last 48 hours, I would guess, in terms of how things have evolved. But there was some sort of pattern beforehand that other colleagues and the executive will have been aware of as well, of rumour and various things going on. I mean, that's one of the reasons why, I issued proceedings and things in the past, not proceedings, but a solicitor's letter.
In the recent past, you've issued a solicitor's letter.
Yes, it was covered in the print media about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It's just that there's been a pattern of innuendo and rumour, and these are difficult things to deal with if you don't know exactly what you're being accused of. So, anyway, all I can say is that if and when there are complaints that come in, there are proper methods for dealing with these. It has to be investigated properly and thoroughly, and the natural way of doing things is to make sure that you have some form of independent review and say, well, okay, let's see what we can do here on this.
And do you welcome an investigation into this? Do you want to be investigated? Do you welcome an investigation?
If anybody has got a complaint, there are numerous methodologies of actually pursuing that and tried and tested systems. And you go, yes, of course, it works both ways, that you're able to say, well, so and so says this, and the corollary is no, that's not right. But I am, speaking to you now, having only had information provided to me, within the last 24 hours. And obviously it's a matter that is going to have to be dealt with in some shape or form.
So you weren't aware of these allegations more than 24 hours ago?
No, I've had no complaints, informal, formal, anything at all. There's lots of procedures and processes where anybody can do anything. That's it. And I was unaware of the nature or substance until 24 hours ago, so until about 7 o'clock last night.
In your letter to party workers, you referred to allegations of inappropriate sexual activity, and yes, you were not aware of that at all. You weren't aware of anybody being upset with you, anybody finding any type of activity, which you strongly deny, inappropriate.
Correct.
So what do you think has gone on here?
Well, I certainly think that there are questions to do with timing and methodology and why these things happened in this way. It does seem to me, it does seem to me that there would be other and more appropriate ways of dealing with things. But, it is what it is, and I will just have to deal with these matters now that they're here.
Do you intend to continue as a politician?
To In terms of the issue that's been brought forward, I have denied the allegations, and you know, in, therein is the answer.
But I do
have to accept that there are, you know, it's a very difficult time, and it's not a welcome period. And I realise that there are other people that would have been involved in the political party and people that voted for us and all of that that will be looking at this absolutely askance. I can't deny that. But for my part, I'm just going to have a look and see what's the best way forward.
And this is the final question, Basil. Some people will have been commenting over the last 24, 48 hours that NI21 has not just imploded, it's over, it's finished, that there's no way the party can come back from this, not just what you're talking about this morning, but the split with John McAllister, deputy leader, leader fighting with each other. John McAllister says he's staying within the party. You're saying you're staying within the party.
Well, the issue is that the message that the party had, I think, was right. The fundamental change in politics from the politics of the past to the politics of the 21st century, I think that's the right thing to do. I think it was really great that 47 people that had not been involved in politics before came forward. And I do think that the general population are dissatisfied with politics as it exists at the moment, but they're going to have to find a way of making it whatever it is that they want. Now, that basic premise, I think, will take root in the minds of the population, and there'll have to be some way that it sorts out. But I cannot deny that despite all of the great work that's been done over the last year, the last 48 hours have been very difficult for the party.
And this is the final question. What is your message to the public this morning? You're a prominent politician in Northern Ireland. What's your message to them? Final question.
The message is this, that obviously there are difficulties that confront us all from time to time, and we have to deal with them. But the broad message about where politics should go and for the people that voted for the party...
The message about you, Basil. What's the message about you to the public?
No, that is the message, that the message was right in terms of the party that was going forward. And I can really say no more than that. There are certain issues that I will have to find the most appropriate way of dealing with them. And I can't say what those are yet, because I have to discuss with people and see what's the right way to deal with things.
OK. Basil McRae, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.